You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX on this Wednesday morning. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Young & Kaiser. We've got a couple of good things to talk over. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
Let's first start with a story in Missouri. It looks like the state is going to be facing a pretty big legal battle over the new congressional boundaries. There's a group trying to stop the map from going into effect. They've turned in 300,000 signatures. The Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, says the revised congressional districts will still go live tomorrow. There are so many legal questions around this. There have already been a lot of challenges. So lay this out for us as briefly as possible.
Megan, there's essentially three major issues in this situation. First of all, is congressional redistricting subject to Missouri's referendum law, meaning when the Missouri legislature says we're going to redraw the districts, can what the legislature decided, can that be overturned by a referendum of the people? That's the first question. The second question is, when the referendum signatures are gathered, what constitutes a valid signature? Because a lot of these signatures were gathered before this bill was even signed into law. So can you collect signatures to overturn a law before it becomes a law? All right, that's the second issue. The third issue is does the General Assembly itself have the authority to redraw congressional districts in the middle of the decade? Usually that happens after a census is done every 10 years. But here we are in the middle of the decade. Is it even legal to redraw these districts in the middle of a decade, or is the legislature required to wait until after a once in a decade census? All of these issues are going to be litigated over the next year.
Well, and I think, you know, what really puts pressure on these cases is the fact that we don't have a lot of time to decide this. We've got a midterm coming up.
We do. And that midterm, as everyone knows, will help determine what Congress people go to Washington from the state of Missouri. And so the district in Kansas City has been carved up. One of the major minority bloc districts has been carved up according to this new redistricting. And so literally, I think the courts have about 6-7 months to decide all of these enormous issues because there has to be some clarity before we go into the November election.
Our second legal case that has been all over the headlines the last couple of days, and that's a lawsuit involving a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. There's a family of a 35-year-old man who died aboard a cruise ship last year. They claim that he was served at least 33 alcoholic drinks at the ship's bar before he had to be restrained by security. What do we make of the story?
Well, there's a couple of policy issues and a couple of interesting legal issues about this situation. First, there's a kind of a policy issue. Cruise lines advertise. In fact, I think that they feature cruises where you can buy a drink package for all you can drink. So if someone really takes advantage of that and then passes away, like happened in this situation, does the cruise ship have liability? That's a major issue. The second issue here is which law applies? I mean, this happened out at sea. Does federal law apply? Does state law apply? That is an easier issue. It would probably be federal law. But the question becomes, what standard of care does a cruise ship have when they advertise a free drink package or all you can drink package? Are they required, like some bars are in many states, of saying, hey, buddy, you've had 27 drinks already. I think you've had enough. Do cruise ships have that duty or not? That's never been decided.
What's the responsibility of the passenger?
Well, and that's a great question. There is comparative fault here. And if comparative fault applies, does the passenger is he at fault for having that 32nd drink and that 33rd drink during an evening? But the other part of this story, Megan, is that after this individual became intoxicated and very angry and violent, they not only subdued him, they not only tased him, but they also injected him with an antipsychotic drug to get him to calm down. And then the gentleman passes away. So all of those issues will have to be resolved, along with the jurisdictional issues, once this case proceeds to trial.
I imagine we're going to be talking about this case again.
Yeah, this is going to make the law books here, Megan, just because the issue will define what standard of care applies to cruise ships. Cruise ships are very popular. I've been on many cruises. I'm sure you have too. The question is, what are the rules and regulations for cruise ships when it comes to serving alcohol? And this case will help decide that issue.
Brad, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Young and Kaiser, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.